You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Apparently, South Park tonight targeting ICE. I'm looking at the cartoon version of Kristi Noem, and the argument is they're recruiting senior citizens. Well, 80,000 people have applied to be an ICE agent. What can the police departments learn from that? In a moment, we're going to talk with one of our all-time guests, John Yoo, former Deputy Attorney General of the United States, Bush administration years, and somebody who is in a position that Deputy Attorney General Blanche was. What would he ask Ms. Maxwell? And also, what does he hope to learn with this probing of Russiagate? John is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley, which I always go at Berkeley. John, you, how did you end up at, University of California is good, but at Berkeley?
Hello.
Yes, John, are you there? Dom Giordano.
I got to get out of here and get back to Philadelphia.
Okay. They seem like they have you there. You got to get back to Philadelphia. You following the Phillies, John? Uh-oh. All right, the Gremlins at Berkeley. I got them. I'll put them on a hold here, and we'll see what the hookup was. It seemed bad right from the beginning. As I said, he is the former Deputy Attorney General, and Todd Blanche had that interview with Maxwell and then the transfer to a lesser than federal prison camp. All right, we got some people waiting. I'll come back to John. Just let me know when he's ready. Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, thanks for the wait. Go right ahead.
Dominic, no problem. How you doing, Henry?
Good.
Hey.
You know, Dom, this the side question you have, the older you are, the more answers you're going to have. Because, like, a lot of the younger guys, they don't remember when gas was 38 cents a gallon. They don't remember when a pack of cigarettes was 58 cents a pack. The year I was born in 64, Dom, gold was $37 an ounce. And it's, like, almost $2,500 now. And so the older you are, the more you appreciate how overpriced some things are. I told you last summer when I went to the baseball game and I paid $15.10 for two 20-ounce sodas. And I don't know how these people can sleep at night. And I think the problem is that in a capitalist society, if you have a lot of people who are affluent, they're going to price the less affluent out of things like this because they're willing to pay it, and it takes it out of the price range of the average guy that might not be.
Yeah, and Robert, one of the biggest is with ticket scalpers, one way or the other, It drives it up unbelievably. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that, so with that in mind, even if I had like millions of dollars, oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. To Dan's point about buying a boat, they say the two best days in a boat owner's life is the day he bought the boat and the day sold the boat.
Yep, so, exactly.
But my answer to the side question is I'm going to go with going to a concert and paying $500 to see somebody sing. There's no way I will get the video and watch it on TV and create my own atmosphere, because that's insane. I mean, I almost feel like even if I was rich, I would still feel like, you know, the guy who's not rich, because I have those sensibilities, and it would seem outrageous to me to pay the price for things that richer people are willing to pay. And that's not a knock on them.
It's just
a cause and effect thing, you know?
It is. Thank you, Robert. That's exactly the way that I feel. All right, John Yoo, former Deputy Attorney General, Emmanuel Heuer Professor of Law, University of California at Berkeley, and big Eagles and Phillies fan. Hey, John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, sorry about the gremlins there. I think the California authorities don't want me talking to you.
Absolutely. So how about those Phillies? Are you a bigger Phillies fan or Eagles fan?
I love the Phillies. That's who I loved as a kid. I follow the Eagles all the time, too, but I'm so glad the Phillies finally got a reliever. I mean, I would love to see this. What's his name? Tarantula guy?
Yes.
The guy with the video screens. That guy's awesome. I think he really fixed the Phillies' problem for getting into the playoffs.
Oh, it is shocking just to see what that ball looks like coming to home plate. It is amazing. John, in your role, though, when I first heard about you, I guess it was Deputy Attorney General, when you see what's going on with Epstein Maxwell, it's intriguing. I follow you on Twitter, of course, and see you on Fox many times. Your thoughts, if you were sent in on that mission, what are we trying to do with her? And boy, as Deputy Attorney General, wouldn't that be a lot of pressure to be interviewing her?
So I'm not the Deputy Attorney General, thank God. I mean, that's Todd Blanche, who was,
right.
We saw a lot of him when he was President Trump's defense lawyer and did a great job. I got to say, I think the best thing to do is just release everything that the Justice Department can. And they might even want someone from the outside to come in and say, you know, someone who everybody can trust and say, here's everything in the files. I'll tell you a story. I once worked for a judge who was once Deputy Attorney General, and he was in charge when J. Edgar Hoover died. And so I think he was the only person who got to see all of Hoover's files. And he told me, it's better that this not be ever public, because the things that Hoover collected and the things people said about each other, it was terrible. It shook his faith in government. Nevertheless, I think so many people now are doubting whether the government is being truthful. I have faith that the Justice Department isn't covering anything up. So to make it clear, they should release the files, just disclose everything they've got. You know, I understand why grand jury secrecy is important, but consistent with what's necessary to protect the privacy, black out people's names and the documents, but then release everything so people can see.
Any theories, as somebody who has really dealt with delicate things in your career, that's how we got to know you, et cetera. It is so misplayed. Now to talk to the president, it might go on Joe Rogan, I think would be transparent of a sort, but I think it would blow up even more. It's like we're creating something that I don't think Trump is involved in. But I can't come up with any reason why we're not putting it. Is it when Pam Bondi got ahead of herself and said it's all sitting on my desk to be released? Did that send them in some kind of spasm, do you think, where they're gotten into something that's not good?
Dom, I think you put your finger on it. I think that the people running the Justice Department, when they first got in there, they were still acting like they were bloggers.
Right.
On the outside.
Yeah, right.
And they were too excited. And once they got down, I think, and looked at the files, I think they saw, there really isn't that much here. But how are we going to persuade or convince anybody now that as you said, Pam Bondi said, I've got the client list on my desk. And now she says there's no client list. People aren't going to believe her one way or the other. Either one or other statement is not true anymore. So I think what she should do is, again, bring in someone from the outside who's trusted by everyone, who can say, okay, I'm going to look at the files. I'm going to redact. the names of people who for their own privacy. But other than that, we're going to release it. I think Maxwell, I wouldn't trust her. I mean, what she wants to do, I mean, look, she's already been convicted of sex trafficking. I mean, people who are convicted felons serving time in jail are not the most trustworthy, reliable people.
Exactly.
No matter what you see on television. And so I would be wary of the JustMart trying to cut a deal with her and say, we'll give you less time if you tell us more. She already had every incentive to do that when she was trying to argue for a lower sentence.
Exactly, she did. Yeah, exactly. So what more is she going to give up now? John,
what she would do now is make stuff up.
That's what I'm thinking.
To worry about.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, you're one of the guys that would be high on my list. Would you do something like that? Would you take that mission to go in, redact, and release?
I mean, if President Trump called me and asked me to do it, sure, I would do it.
Okay.
I mean, I think any responsible citizen should take on any request from the president of the country to perform a public service, even if it's something as, you know, ugly and dirty as this. And maybe that. But that's what you mean. I would say bring in Bill Barr, bring in someone who was an attorney general, bring in Jeff Sessions. You know, they're all playing golf now, having a good time watching football and baseball. Give them the real work one of these days, right? Bring them in from people who've done this job. Bring in a former FBI director. You know, there's a few that haven't been, you know, recommended for prosecution, I think, that are still left.
There you go. So I'm most interested in your take now on what Tulsi Gabbard has released. And I saw on Twitter or in a Fox interview, interesting angle. It wasn't about indict this person or not. But what you hope to learn coming out of this, what is it?
So this is another example, I think, where somebody on the outside who's now in the government is overpromising. You know, there's no way that President Obama is ever going to be convicted of treason. There's no way he's going to be thrown in jail. He actually has the same presidential immunity that President Trump has. He actually benefits from the very same Supreme Court case last year, Trump versus United States. But I think the more important thing that we're not paying as much attention to, but is more important, is the referral to the Justice Department the week before Tulsi Gabbard came out from John Ratcliffe, the head of the CIA.
Right.
Here's the head of the CIA, a former prosecutor, saying a former head of the CIA and the former head of Director of National Intelligence should be prosecuted by the Justice Department. I can't think of that ever happening before, where the CIA says, we think one of the past heads of our agency committed a federal crime, needs to be investigated. And those are people who don't, these are people like Clapper, like Brennan, who were the CIA and DNI, CIA director and DNI under Obama. These are people who don't benefit from presidential immunity. If the head of the CIA right now, who's a former prosecutor, says they might have committed crimes, I take that really seriously, a lot more seriously than Tulsi Gabbard running out and saying President Obama committed treason.
That's a great point. I've only had Ratcliffe on once over the years, but every time I see him, particularly with Maria Bartiromo, serious guy, his record is that he's in the right spot. He's not going to go out there saying something wild if he recommends. I think that's where this leads. Those two are doable to see something out of that. John, you've talked a lot, too, in recent interviews about the Biden cover-up. And what I think we need to see more of, and I don't, the media may not think it's that big of a story, is to see these people more extensively that are testifying or having to testify around the Biden cover-up, the auto pen and everything else. But what do we do when they just take the Fifth Amendment and we continue to go down that path? People start to think, it's obvious he wasn't capable, and yet we cannot get to the bottom of it.
Dom, I actually think this is the most important issue of the ones we've talked about right now. I mean, if you've got people who are impersonating the president of the United States, who have seized his power and are using it without his permission, without his authorization, right? That is, to me, much more serious. People, because the presidency, the Constitution, puts all this power into the president, into this one person, because we elected that person and we can hold them accountable. And people step in and use his power without his knowledge or authority. That's, I think, much more serious an affront to the Constitution than Epstein files, for example, or whether, you know, Comey or Clapper or Brennan are going to be investigated. Now, you know, part of what can be done here is in any investigation, it's like you're investigating the mob. is you can give offers of immunity from criminal prosecution to the lower level people, the smaller fish, and see if they'll testify against people who are higher up the food chain. I'm sure that the people who are immediately around Biden are not going to testify or going to pretend that they forgot, even though this is just, let me add, 8 months ago.
This is not like, yes.
I mean, these are things they were doing 8 months ago, and people are already saying they forgot or they don't remember.
So you're saying go down the chain a bit.
Yes, go down the chain. See who ran the auto pen machine, right? Let's get that person to testify. And you go up. That's how you do it. You start with the lowest level and you go up the chain.
But, John, this is your I'm a law school dropout, but telling a guy like you, but this, you're exactly right, is incredibly consequential because it gets to one of the thornier things out there, the 25th Amendment, even with the best of intentions, executing this, doing anything. But we see now the number of people who had apparently tremendous power in the White House. They were unelected, but they were running things. Three, four, or five of them all had their own lanes. Nothing was going to be done. In fact, they were pushing to have him reelected.
Yeah, because they look at Hunter Biden, right? That guy personally benefits the longer his dad's in office. Look at Joe Biden. I mean, they're going and the immediate aides. The longer President Biden could be in office, the more power they have, and they're probably looking to their lives after the presidency. They accumulate more. Now, sadly, that's the way Washington works. I mean, it's become a nest of lobbyists and influence peddling, and so people who serve in these administrations after they're over, they benefit from it. So they none of them had an interest in saying President Biden should step down, you know, that his health has gotten too bad. And that, as you said, we have to maybe think of other measures under the 25th Amendment to fix the problem, because the vice president and the majority of the cabinet are not going to be up to it a lot of times when there's partisan interests at stake.
Do you have any sense of at any point where the 25th Amendment, I know it's seemingly, what was it, assistant director of the FBI, was plotting to use it against President Trump. But it seems like we've never been close. You know, we had Alexander Haig screaming that he was in charge because Bush was in the air and President Reagan was undergoing surgery. But it's there. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, so this is a thing. This is where you don't need law professors. Just any person who's a citizen can read the 25th Amendment. And you'll notice it says, the vice president and the majority of the cabinet can start the process for temporarily replacing the president. But it also says Congress can create another body that can do this. And so you're putting your finger on it. What we need to do is have Congress create some other way to to judge the medical fitness of the president and temporarily remove him. And that doesn't have to be the vice president. It could be, for example, the chief justice, and it could be the speaker of the House and the majority and minority leader. You could put together a body of the other political leaders who don't have as much at stake as, the president's cabinet keeping him in office.
Exactly. John, thank you so much, as always. Go Phils. What's coming up for you? Anything in particular that people should know about?
Dom, I'm spending a lot of time at the University of Texas at Austin. I'm trying to get out of California if they'll release me and get over to a free state and help them set up one of these new civics colleges at the University of Texas. So I'm spending a lot of time on that. I hope Pennsylvania, creates one of these days. We're going to teach the great books and Western civilization
again. I'd like to work
again
with you on that. I've often talked about Dom Giordano University here on the air, so I would certainly work with you on that. John,
If you can, you got to get my pay up at your levels, and then maybe I'll come and teach.
All right. John, thank you. Good luck with that. Thank you for coming on today, as always.
Always. Happy to be back.
Thanks a lot. John
Yoo.
I just think of the connection to Philadelphia. We had a guest that Dan and I were cooking up here. Dan, before Money Melody, I wanted to ask you, do you think we ought to reveal, or do you think that would completely submarine it? I know you were on vacation, so I was trying to work over the booker, who was nice.
I think she snuffed it out.
Yeah, don't say it. It's a native Philadelphia.
I just feel like, no, there's not going to be a chance to get her now.
Okay, all right. Well,
Do you think it was a scheduling conflict, or do you think it was, I know who this guy is now? And
I think it's know who it is, but yeah. I'm still, the person's awfully nice that you made the contact
She's
with, who was the booking
nice.
Agent.
Yes.
But we had scheduled for 8:30 a.m. I had written on my wrist this morning, Becky Pringle. Mm. Now, I'm in the talk radio camp that says, you bring on guests like this, Sybil. But there would have been several areas I wanted to get to. She's the president of the NEA. And I never remember having a bigger guest where we were on opposite sides. It's fine to get a great guest like President Trump. You know, well, I take that back. I had Bill Clinton on. Mm-hmm. Or no, I had Hillary on for Obama. I had Bill Clinton on a couple times. But the NEA is even more fraught with stuff that's going on now.
Why does it always seem to happen this way, though?
Yeah.
It's always the left that doesn't want to talk with the right, right?
Right, exactly. And again, you know, we would reassure them. Maybe I'm going to tell
her. Set her up or anything.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell the booker when we have more, because she was awfully nice. She's been trying to come back and forth that, and you, I said, worked magic here when it was booked, which was over a week ago. Then suddenly,
before too.
I was actually practicing at home. I had set up to look nicer. I was going to
Were you practicing this line, Dom?
All the things.
I was going to ask about that.
All the things.
Well, and here's the thing with Becky Pringle. Not only is she from Philadelphia, guess where she went to school? Girls High.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. So
I had no idea. That's amazing.
I was going to ask.
That's really cool.
Well, look, you had a private education in a public school, Girls High, at that point was like Central. Well, Central was like Central. It's no longer. And guess who's an alum of Girls High? Ro Giordano.
Oh.
So I had my opening.
Did they go to school together?
No. I had my opening, salvo there. Then I was going to ask about that Maryland case with the parents who couldn't opt out over things that were for kindergarten kids about sexuality and gender identity and all that. They couldn't even opt out of it. She said that was shameful, but the Supreme Court ruled. I was going to ask about that. And then I was going to ask about school choice in general and then give her a chance to make her pitch. I was actually going to say, well, what is it we don't understand that you think either talk radio or Fox, and I was going to say Fox News, that they project about the NEA, about teachers and teachers unions. That's pretty fair. That doesn't mean I was going to agree with the answer and wasn't going to go back and say, here's why. But again, kudos to Dan getting her. We're trying to reschedule. We'll see.
Kudos unless it lands, Dom.
Well, no, I think it's a getting and at the 11th, and I didn't say anything. I let it go as far as I teased. We're going to have him on an enormous guest where there's disagreement. Very hard to do that. You know, very hard to get the other side to come on and do that.
Yeah, I would love to have her.
Now, the one I'm working on now, and I think there's a reasonable shot. You were away when it dropped that John Fetterman has a book coming out. And Dave McCormick, Senator McCormick, is friendly with him, even though they're on the opposite sides on some policies. I think Fetterman on this for a politics and pints would be unbelievable. I know there's some people that say, no, we don't want to hear this. That's short-sighted. Am I being lured in by Fetterman? No. We know he's progressive on any number of things, but he's right on Israel. He was right recently talking about Trump and the tariffs. Why would you not do that? So, no, I count Becky Pringle as landing. Because now I know the booker, and I will keep up the conversation with her, so to speak. And if I really get tired before she does, I will have to tag in DJ to ping her every once in a while. Then have Dan go back, maybe throw Henry in. Ro can text her and say, hey, I'm a alum of Girls High. I would like to know what Becky Pringle thinks. So this is a long campaign. I keep the list forever.
How did that
happen, Dan, though? You just happened upon, they sent you to this booker?
Yeah, well, I've been trying to get her for a while, around, and I think they just sent me something after hearing.
Okay,
I don't know how that got.
Yeah, it was very disappointing.
It was awesome. It was a great feeling when it landed.
And I really took to the mattresses, really researched and ready for this. But I wasn't, it's not an ambush. It's just what's a matter of public record. Why are the teachers' unions the enemy, the major? Now, Randy Weingarten does have a book out, Hammer. We'll put you on this one. And I asked you about September, about fascism. She's come on at least a few times. So I'd love to get her too. She's more subtle, though. Becky Pringle would be more back and forth, I think. We're working on it. All right, but right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. We are playing for a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, plus Don Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, August 8, 2025. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. All right, what do we have?
I'm going to take this one today, Dom.
Okay.
I'm going to do a cover song. I love my cover songs. But, Dom, this band, not to be mistaken with the brand of alcohol, hit the charts mid-90s singing about their favorite beach town and the lead singer's daddy issues. So, Dom, we're going to play a cover song of a song that relates to rich people and the elite, relating to our side question. And we want to know who this cover singer or cover band is. Take a listen. So down again, this band, not to be mistaken with the brand of alcohol, hit the charts in the mid-90s singing about their favorite beach town and their daddy issues. We want to know who the cover band is singing Rich Girl, originally by Hall & Oates.
All right, playing right in today's luxury story. And Dan, did you know, I know you're a Madonna, Henry still resisted, thinks, yeah, he would pay $325 million for a WNBA franchise.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Only going up in value.
And or will sex toys be the next merchandising opportunity for the WNBA?
Not in my team.
Why not buy a franchise and get it sponsored by a sex toy company,
go.
And
exactly.
Then you can make money on both ends?
Exactly.
I don't know if I want that on my jerseys.
Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. All right. Jump in. Be the winner. And head off to this great concert. We'll get that and a lot more coming up of your calls on Talk Radio 1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, here's this classic song. Who is covering it is what we're looking for.
Yeah, you a rich girl, and it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a rich girl, and it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You got money, but
right, let's go to Lori in Levittown. Hey, Lori. Who's covering that song? Hi.
Everclear.
All righty, Lori. Let me put you on hold, and you are off to a great concert. All right, any more, Dan, on that?
No, it's Art Alexis Band, big in the 90s, and I said, Dom, that they sang stronger. They really made the charts with singing about their favorite town being Santa Monica and their daddy issues being Father of Mine, their late 90s hit
Father of Mine.
Tell me, where have you been?
Okay, another winner. We'll do it again tomorrow, probably with the same prize. All right, more details on the shooting at Fort Stewart. Several sources reporting now this was a male Army sergeant who did the shooting, 5-shot shooter in custody, no reason given. They're asking questions, was the gun legal, illegal, etc. I will be not anything more we can say until I see the potential motivation of what happened here. You know, but when these things happen, Fort Hood is the one I go back to with Major Hassan. It was obvious the military was scared to death to deal with that guy because he was a Muslim. In this case, we don't know anything more other than male Army sergeant is the suspect here, and the military being relatively, you know, not saying too much other than that detail is out there. And thank God, according to the information I have, the 5 that were shot, no one was killed in this. No motive, reason, or anything else that's come up associated to this. It's home to 15,000 active duty soldiers, 16,000 family members, and 5,100 military retirees and 4,000 civilian employees. So this is a massive fort. I guess Fort Hood's same size. We'll give you more. This is going to be an ongoing story around all this. 855-839-1210. By the way, let's see, Friday is just 1 week away from the next foray at Mulligan's. Mulligan's right there on Hildreth Avenue, the heart of Wildwood. You want to be there. We'll have great guests. We'll have our usual stuff. And I'm working up a couple things you might be able to vote on. But no place better, no better host than Johnny Z. And again, the Summer White House. It's incredible, the fun that we have, meeting fellow listeners, people that call in, all the regulars. Again, noon until 3, a week from this Friday, the 15th, August 15th, at Mulligan's in Wildwood. And I'm talking to any number of people, still hoping to do the football thing with Jaws. That would be spectacular. I had some people saying, come on, he still can't throw the ball 60 yards. I think that was Henry. I think he can. Yeah. I'm taking the over.
You said 60. Like, 60. I feel like it's got to be like right around there, like a 59 and a half.
Okay, I'm setting. I'll take the over here. Yes. 70, that would still be. Guys in the NFL that can't throw 70. Maybe most of them can't. I'm not sure. I don't think Jalen Hurts throwing a football 70 yards. I just don't see it.
I can see it.
Yeah.
If he really winds up and just chucks it,
Yeah, totally. I take the under on that. I think that's a lot. That's the dividing line here. Okay. You get in on the side question, 855-839-1210. We started off talking about Howard Stern, and on Twitter, no one's killing me. I didn't exactly say that's when he went downhill because he attacked me. I just said, out of the blue, when someone like that attacks you, it's so rare that we couldn't believe it. And it was so tepid, the stuff he was attacking on. So I don't think this is definitively, there's a money issue here, without a doubt. But it's also that he has broken faith with his audience. And it's rare that that happens to this degree. And my take is, he's not just gone woke. There are two motivations here that became apparent. One, he had a lot of interviews with Trump, around Trump and all that. And he, like a lot of these guys, are thinking, how is this guy president? I should be president. And two, the COVID stuff unmasked Stern as crazed by this. I don't remember him being a germaphobe before. Dan, was he viewed as a germaphobe or no?
Yeah, his entire life he was.
He was? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, then it really came out with this. It became beyond apparent, and I think that set things off
quite a bit. All right, coming up, a couple thoughts. Tonight, South Park is really going to go after Kristi Noem, the Ice Barbie. I had the experience of interviewing her at the Spin Room before the big debate with Kamala Harris. And I'll give you some observations on what's going on with this and, you know, how she dresses at some of these events, etc. And your calls. Hit us on the side question. Luxury item that you can't understand. You would never pay for that. All straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, it is Dom time. We got the side question today coming off $18.50 beers. 50 Cent, would he pay that much for it? At the Eagles preseason games. My God, how do you justify that in your mind? I'm amazed. But you have guys that are rich and have made a lot of money. They want to spend $325 million for a WNBA franchise. Just stunning.
Look, you want your valuation to go from $190 million in 1994 to $6.6 billion in the year of 2025. You will charge $18.50 for a beer at concessions.
And where's the evidence? Okay. Where's the evidence that the WNBA...
Enron was worth a lot in the 80s.
Yeah, is going to do anything like that. The NFL is what America wants. They don't want, in their mind, bad basketball. They don't. As hot as Caitlin Collins and they're selling out a few arenas, it's still not great basketball. I mean, I see these women come in and miss, not only miss a layup, but hit like the underside of the rim and do stuff like that. They're not good.
No, you're not wrong about that. But I think what a lot of players can see is that Caitlin Clark will inspire a generation of players to play like her the same way Steph Curry inspired a lot of kids today who are coming into the NBA the way they play right now. And the NBA is bigger than ever. The NBA is ever expanding. All sports leagues are ever expanding.
Okay,
so, I mean. And then on top of that, you have the new CBA coming up. Their player agreement with the league is coming to an end after this season. So when they negotiate, they're going to negotiate for more money, more TV rights, more things like that. And I think the league is about to explode as a result of it.
All right. Only one fly in the ointment. These players attack. I was watching Hard Knocks last night, quarterback for the Bills, and every 5 minutes, they said, hey, don't touch the crown jewels. He needs, and he looked like he had a flat jacket of some sort underneath the red. They allow Caitlin Collins to be mugged, and the league doesn't seem to like her. They step all over their one moment to achieve this. I'm not investing in a league like that.
I think it makes for great discourse, because I think it's the only way people would have talked about it is if, like, oh, yeah, there's a clear number one new player in town that everyone goes after.
The racial animus and
I don't like how people made it immediately racial.
I think it is.
It is now, because I think a lot of people in the media made it out to be.
I don't think if the skin color,
if the same thing. Skin color aside, if this person came in and was anointed the savior before playing a game, I think a lot of people who have played 3, 4, 5, 10 years would be like, screw this person, I'm going after him.
There would be some of that, but I think there's race involved. So I don't see this ending in any way that's going to – they don't seem to be able to step in. They do have something that's golden here and do anything with it. Let's go to Zenos, though, in Upper Darby. Zenos, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom. I would just like to make a comment what you said about Howard Stern.
Okay. You sat on that for a half hour. Thank you, Zenos. Yeah.
I did. I had to get that out. Listen, Dom, that guy, from the very beginning, when I used to listen to him sometimes, I knew that this guy was a phony. And look at it, it come out. He's not genuine like you, like Rich, like Dom, Don, everybody here. He wasn't genuine. I knew back then that this clown was a phony.
Well, let me challenge you a little bit on that. I think he was. That's the way he saw the world. That's what he did early on. I don't think he could fake it that well to do that and be that successful. And to my radio ear, I could tell you why Rush Limbaugh versus all the wannabes, and I could tell you Howard Stern versus all the wannabe Sterns was authentic. But what happened, Zenos, I told you my experience with it by when he came after me, is the Trump thing set him off. He was going to be a big time, and Dan was inside this, he was going to be a big time interviewer, more serious stuff, et cetera. Then COVID, his craziness came out. I can't condemn him and say he never was genuine in what he was doing as a host.
Well, Dom, I have to disagree
a little bit on that one.
I would have to disagree on that one because, you know, you could be... If you ever met me in person, you will swear I was a good actor, and you'll be seeing Oscars be flying around in my head.
Well, Zenos, wait a minute. You have been such a
Zenos not actually a Greek guy?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Shorts?
That's right. Now, wait a minute. We got to text your Greek stuff here. You got to come to Mulligan's. We got to put you on with the regulars. You are a regular here. You got to get down to Mulligan's in Wildwood.
In my younger days, but I would love to come down here. Who knows? I might make a grand appearance, you know, kick the doors open.
Yes.
Cowboy boots and dungarees.
You know what? I'll be watching. You know, Zenos,
another Philly guy who wears cowboy boots.
Right. We'll put you on the round table. You'll be there with the Earl of Tacony and people like that. You got to make it down to Mulligan's.
I'm going to try, Dom, and I would love to meet all the guys, and I would like to meet all of you in person. And, and then I just have one more thing.
I probably
don't have too much time, but it was the anniversary of us dropping the A-bomb on Japan.
Yeah, I mentioned that today. What's your side? Then Dan has a question. What's your side answer today?
My side answer today
the luxury.
I wouldn't spend any money or anything will be PBS and National Puke Radio. I wouldn't give them a dime.
All right. And no sperm in there with Howard Sperm. All right.
And
all
Howard
right,
Sperm.
Dan.
I wouldn't spend a wooden nickel with a hole in it to pay for that guy.
All right, go ahead, Dan. What's your question?
I wanted Zionis' thoughts on the WNBA. I value his opinion.
I would nothing.
All right, Zenos.
Here's a word in Greek, tipota. Tipota means nothing.
All right. Thank you, Zenos. Yeah, we need Zenos. Franco South Philly made his debut, the last Mulligans. It was quite a spectacle. All right. The lightning round is next. 855-839-1210. By the way, I met Christy Noem. I've interviewed her before, but met her in the spin room. And a couple of observations. She is put together as far as a public presentation. How she looks, how she acts, second to none. You had some hostile interviewers there. I interviewed her, and she had a lot of presence on doing that. So, the outfits showing up, though, pretty glamorous for ice work, et cetera. And that's where South Park is going tonight. So we'll play a little bit of that tomorrow. We'll see where we go. But as far as her capabilities as Homeland Security, I think Trump put her in the right role. And I still have a lot of hope that Pam Bondi, I think, is a very good legal person. She'll navigate this, but Trump should not go on Joe Rogan. Are you kidding me over Epstein for a couple of hours? Oh, my God. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. This stemming from a number of things that we saw yesterday. They're way overpriced. Something you wouldn't spend on, even if you had the money. Luxury item. Henry had the a driver. Was a real good. Doesn't have to be something wild. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Welcome in.
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Rather than purchase a ticket to attend a film in a cinema, I prefer to read a book on which the film is based.
Right, so apropos, so on brand. All right. I'm seeing him working in a parole office. I see former criminals or whatever you call parolees coming in with Joe. Oh, the opera playing in the background as he announces your name to come in and see the parole officer. We've gleaned that from him. It is stunning what this guy has to offer. All right, Charlie in Orland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, what's yours?
Hi, Dom. Give me a Timex instead of a Rolex.
Okay.
I like that.
What's the watch thing?
It's just asking for trouble.
It's asking for trouble, A. And, you know, the difference here, people really going to say, wow, that guy's got a Rolex. All right, Joe in Winslow, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe. Yo, Joe.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. I just wanted to share my opinion on the whole Caitlin Clark thing. I think the reason people are beating up on her ain't got nothing to do with race. I think it's about what she represents for the league. It's she shows an amount of grit that hasn't been seen in the league yet. And I think other players are scared in the WNBA of what she represents. There's going to be a lot more players later coming up, and I'm excited to see what she brings.
Okay. All right.
She brings a hard-nosed style of play to the team.
I don't see that with Caitlin Clark. That necessarily hard-nosed at all.
I don't think so. She's a grinder.
She's okay, but I don't see anything that's
better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the most talented player.
Yeah.
I don't know about she's not like in people's faces.
Who's her teammate?
Down
she's a true grinder.
Feet.
The blonde girl that got the
Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah. Sophie Cunningham. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's your grinder.
I think definitely though, there's race there. There may even be lesbians versus straight stuff that in the league. The league just can't get out of its own. So if you have $325 million, Henry says good investment.
Great investment. Great investment. Bring him here.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go watch, but I'm still a boys' state championship team can beat them.
I won't argue that.
Okay, there you go. So that's why I think their audience of watching him is always going to be kind of limited. All right, Henry, you start us off. Who did you like today?
Oh, man, yeah. I really think Joan Columbus got it off the rip with the mint julep answer, the Kentucky
$1,200.
Derby. I mean, it's a $1,200 drink, and I just saw it can go as high as $5 if you want a special commemorative cup, Dan.
There you go.
It costs that much?
Apparently.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and also like David Somerset's answer of the excess of bedrooms when you have just too many in the house. Like,
that was a great answer.
Everyone's sleeping over tonight? I thought those two were very good.
Dan, how about you?
I like the impactful answer of David from South Carolina. People who spend thousands of dollars on a dog after adopting one, it's a really good way to go. There's a lot of love for those adopted dogs. And Charlie, the Rolex, you're just asking for trouble if you wear one of those, especially here in Philadelphia.
All right, I got to break the tie here. So which one is your final one that you stake a hill on here, Henry?
I'm going to say the julep.
The julep.
Mm. I'll throw mine out as the dogs, but I got to say, man, that julep answer, I'm shocked to hear about it. So I might surrender mine.
Let's go to the julep then.
All right.
Let's put that into the hat. We'll have it tomorrow and Friday, of course, every day. Always open to any suggestion you have. Good to have Dan back here. I hope Howard Stern's producers are archiving something. You know, send me a copy of 13 minutes of blistering commentary. Dumb Giordano. I think I'll go out and guard the border right now. All right.
Go archive those Riley Martin shows.
Yeah. Andy Cohen is a threat to him? That's all right.
Andy Cohen's 103, man. He's a...
Yeah, he's no Howard Stern. Come on.
Dumb Giordano.
There you go. Hey,
Dumb Giordano.
He's not a Howard Stern.
I got to say, on the way up to Boston, Dom, we spent more time listening to Andy Cohen radio than we did at Howard Stern.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, I got to give a listen to that. I'm not walking on Chestnut Street today, so I'll be fine tomorrow. Rich is next for 4 big hours. All that on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.